It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, coming to you from the Smith & Wesson booth at the 2014 NRA Annual Meetings in Indianapolis. This time, my guest is world champion speed shooter BJ Norris. Welcome.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on, man.
Dude, great to see you. We're here to talk about, right now, MyGunTips.com, an initiative that you've started. Tell the people what it is.
Yeah, so I started MyGunTips.com. We started, it's a subscription-based website for instructional videos, and kind of how it got started is I was trying to find out how to do something. I was working on my shotgun. I needed a video with how to take a certain thing apart.
Right.
And I started looking on YouTube, started looking at other things, and all the videos were kind of not very good.
Bland, not well produced.
You know, there was shadows.
Right.
So to speak.
Well, it's a production value kind of question, and when you start going into YouTube and going to the internet, production values vary.
Right. And, you know, it was good. I found what I needed. Got it done. And then I just started thinking about it, you know, at night.
How to make this better.
You know, how the resource for people to go where they can find exactly what they need in 2 to 5 minutes.
Right.
And or get the information they need and go on about their day. They don't have to sit and watch a 3-hour feature-length instructional video about how to be awesome, which those are great, but... You know, some people, especially if you're working on a gun or trying to find out a new load or something, if you're reloading, you just want to log on. You want to search for what you want, and that's
and there it is.
There it is.
Right.
And it needs to be high quality. It needs to look nice. It needs to have, you know, clear, concise information.
What's exciting for me about this is it's not just gun care. It's not just shooting technique. It's mindset. It's all sorts of different broad topics.
Exactly. We have, you know, it's me as a competitive shooter. Obviously, I take care of a lot of the competitive videos, but we also do gunsmithing videos. You know, one of the big ones that's kind of popular right now is how to take rust off your gun.
Yeah, you know, okay, surface rust.
You know, when you go out into the field, especially if you're duck hunting or anything like that, your guns have the tendency to rust up by the time you get back. So, you know, how do you get surface rust off? Well, it's pretty easy if you know how.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to take it to a gunsmith and spend $100 to get them to spend 5 minutes scrubbing some rust off the boiled barrel. You can do it at home and takes, you know, probably $3 worth of supplies.
But on the other hand, you don't want to grab a Doughboy or a, you know, steel wool or something like that and just start attacking your gun.
Exactly.
So there's some technique involved, and that's just one of the topics.
Right. And you know, on the defensive side, we have a guy by the name of Steve Moses. He's taught at Tom Githens Range Conference for many years. And we've got him on the defensive side doing a lot of our defensive videos about, you know, not even just technique. He's got drills. He's got stuff. One of the things we've already done is flashlights. You know, what kind of – do you want a weapon-mounted light? Do you want a handheld light? What kind – you know, what should you be looking for when you buy this stuff?
Right. And then how to use it.
Exactly.
Not just what to pick, but then how to use it. How often are we uploading new content just so the people have an idea of what they get?
Well, when you're a subscriber, we release at least one new video a week.
Okay.
So there's a very consistent stream of you know, new stuff coming out. We have a once-a-month kind of special deal that we call Train to Triumph, or Triple T is kind of how we call it in-house. And in the videos that we talk about mindset or a specific topic, you know, about whether it's how to go from where you are and to take the next step in your shooting, no matter what you're – you know, end goals are, the steps are the same. You still have to go through the practice and the dry fire. And we talk about easy ways to break that down, or, you know, I think we've got one coming up where I talk about sponsorship. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always a big question I get is, you know, what's the best way to get sponsorship in competitive shooting? So we spend, you know, 3-4 minutes talking about that, and it's, you know, it's good. It's good information, and, you know, we try and keep things rolling. It's $9.95 a month, so it's not expensive. It's, you're going to pay more for that for a single box of ammo,
right?
Pretty much no matter what caliber you shoot.
Right.
So, you know, the big thing in my career, I wish I could always go back and take more instruction.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully this is a low-cost way for people to get some information and make the right choices and get practiced up.
And this is information that you've derived from not only your shooting career, but also your teaching career. I mean, you do a lot of things at your home range with people one-on-one and in group format and so on. So there is real value to this. There's a lot of content.
Yes, as I said, we're always, you know, we're always looking for content. We're always putting stuff up. And, of course, here, you know, we're looking at new products. And next week we'll probably have a lot of new stuff when I get home and have a chance to edit it. So, you know, there's always stuff coming out. There's always stuff we're looking at doing. If somebody wants something specific, you know, send us an email and we'll look at it. You know, we're not, you know, I don't have a monopoly on good ideas, for sure.
Well, that's the responsiveness. You're taking feedback from your subscribers, and you're able to act on it.
You know, I want to hear what people want. I sit down and try and think of the list of videos to do, but, you know, sometimes I get a little cross-eyed, and other people come in and say, hey, man, this is what I'm having a problem with. This is what I want to learn about.
There you go.
I want that email.
Outstanding. MyGunTips.com. Let's talk about shooting this year. What are we doing on the championship series? We're doing the pro series. I know you've picked up three guns instead of one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I shot three guns at Steel Challenge, so I figured why not you know, branch out and go for three guns with two long guns instead of two more pistols. So it's been a transition. I started, you know, really focusing on three gun. I started in 2012 and kind of dabbled in it a little bit and got an invitation to the Pro Series for 2013 and made that and did pretty well. And this year I'm really concentrating hard on three gun. I won Superstition Mountain. Superstition Mountain Mystery Three Gun, I think, is the long form name.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
In TAC Ops a few weeks ago. And, you know, I'm still training, still practicing. It's early in the season. Pro Series is going well. So hopefully... you know, big things are going. We're going to Bianchi Cup.
Right.
Soon I'm going to see you there.
Well, yeah. You'll see Irvine and the crew there.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Steel? Are we looking at World this year for Steel Challenge?
Steel Challenge, unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to go to Steel Challenge this year because of scheduling. My wife and I are expecting our first child about 4 days before the match is supposed to start.
Hello. You heard that here first. Congratulations on that. John. That's fantastic. Man, great news.
So, this year I'm probably not going to make Steel Challenge.
You got a legitimate excuse in my book.
So, you know, Max and KC can
duke it out, right?
They can duke it out. I'll let them have this one.
Wow. That's fantastic stuff, man. I'm reeling from the news that BJ's going to be a dad. Congratulations, buddy. The website's myguntips.com. BJ Norris, world champion, teaching you on the internet. Check it out.
Thanks John.
Buddy.